soft and so smooth.
有些人的讲话言语非常的平滑，像奶油一样的平滑。
But the more you listen to him, you notice that, hey, this guy is, has hidden agenda. He's, talking about something else.
但是你跟他打交道多了之后，你就发现他心里面还有别的计划。
His heart has sought. He like to fight. He has warred hidden in his heart.
他的心其实里面有一颗剑藏隐藏着，他们想着来征战。
So we mentioned before that Judas kiss is really, of course, it is not true love because Judas kiss to Jesus was to betray Jesus.
就像是我们提到犹大的对主耶稣的吻一样，他实际上是在背叛主耶稣。
So when we deal with one another, no matter what we do or what we say, we make sure that we are straightforward. There is no hidden agenda.
所以当我们对别人的时候，我们要有一颗内外一致的心。
And the Bible mentioned that this is the principle of love, of course. Then who shall we love to? Who is the party that we should love?
所以这是爱的原则。那下面我们要爱什么样的人呢？
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们再回到罗马书十二章。罗马书十二章第十三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 13.
罗马书十二章十三节。Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
We shall share with the saints. When the saints are in need, we shall provide their needs.
三节讲到圣徒缺乏要帮补。
If they become a guest in our area, we shall treat them with hospitality.
如果他到我们地方来做客的话，我们要来热情的款待他们。
So, brother and sister, we shall make distinguish between brothers and sisters and Gentile people.
所以我们要在这一点上，在教会的弟兄姐妹和在外面的人要分开。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We have the same understanding of truth.
我们有对真理的了解。
We have the same destination in the future.
我们在将来有相同的目的。
Therefore, the Lord wants us to help one another.
所以主让我们彼此互相帮忙。
Saying this doesn't mean we don't need to help Gentile at all. Doesn't mean that.
虽然这里并不意味着说我们根本不要去帮助外面的人。
But you know, we should our brother and sister should be our priority.
但是弟兄姐妹却成为一个我们的首要的需要去帮助。
As a matter of fact, our family member, according to our Bible, our parents should be our first priority.
在圣经中也提到，我们的家人也是我们首先需要去帮忙的。
Then it comes to church brothers and sisters.
然后来到就下面就是教会的弟兄姐妹们。
Then, of course, then it comes to all the people. There's a priority over here.
然后最后来到所有的人。
So here, especially mentioned that if all the saints, God's people are in need, we shall try to help them.
所以这里特别讲到，圣徒如果缺乏的话，我们需要帮他。
We all know that when Holy Spirit first came down, everybody lived together just like our camping.
我们知道，在圣灵当使徒时代，圣灵降下来的时候，他们都生活在一起，就像我们在外面露营一样。
They share all their properties together.
他们所有的财产都在一起享用。
Of course, later on, because maybe God also know that someone may misuse this kind of opportunity. Therefore, later on, Paul says that if anyone who do not work, he cannot eat.
但是后来，因为神知道有人他来利用这种机会，所以他后来就有颁布新的诫命：如果不工作的人没有办不可以去吃饭。
Paul mentioned that. Paul mentioned.
使徒保罗有特意提到。
But it doesn't mean that brothers and sisters should stop helping one another.
但是这并不意味着弟兄姐妹们不能去帮助别人。
So when the church in Jerusalem was in famine, the Gentile church support them greatly.
所以当耶路撒冷教会在有饥荒的时候，当时外地的教会就帮他们很多。
Nowadays, our true church member, like those who are able, those countries. Who have financially capable, they always help some country who are poor.
今天在我们教会中也是这样子，我们在发达的国家的教会总是会尽力去帮助那些在比较贫穷的国家的教会。
I went to Philippines and noticed that the financial situation of Philippines was sponsored by Saba Church.
我在菲律宾去的时候，我发现菲律宾的教会的财政上在被沙巴教会来资助。
Our church in Indonesia, their financial situation was sponsored by the churches in Malaysia.
印度尼西亚的教会就是在马来西亚的教会得到给他们很大的帮助。
The churches in Africa were supported by the churches in England.
非洲的教会在被英国的教会很有给很强的资助。
We have a, I don't know how to call it. We have a group called Dorcas. If you read our magazine, yeah, there's a Dorcas, 多加爱心团契 Dorcas, Dorcas Fellowship.
在我们教会有一个叫多加团契的。
If any countries has any needs, like there are lack of organs in their RE class, or their children cannot go to school. By using this fellowship, money can go to those poor country to help them.
如果某个教会缺乏资源来做宗教教育，或者没有学生没有办法来上学的话，这些团契就会想办法来凑钱来帮助他们。
So indeed, this kind of job, this kind of love, is important through the whole nations in our.In among our brothers and sisters.
So, 这样的爱对我们来说非常重要，在就是对我们所有的弟兄姐妹来说都是很重要的。
Then the Romans also talk about how do we show our love then?
罗马书也讲到我们怎么样子来表现我们的爱。
Let's read Romans chapter 12.
我们来看罗马书十二章
verse 10.
罗马书十二章第十节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 10.
罗马书十二章第十节。Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves.
Another translation says that be affectionate to love one another. Meaning that we really have to use our cheerful heart to love one another.
对，另外一种意思就是说，要用一颗火热的心来爱弟兄。
彼此亲热，you feel like, yes.火热亲热 ，right？ Loving kindness, affectionate to love one another.
所以说要有一颗有亲切的这种爱来相互相爱。
Do we still remember how did the father treat the lost son when the lost son come back to the father？
我们还记得这个浪子的父亲是怎么样子对待他的儿子，当他从远处返回的时候。
The father ran to the son, ran to the son.
这个爸爸跑到儿子面前
，hug the son，
拥抱他的儿子
，kiss him，
亲吻他
，and kill the animals to have feast to have a party for him，
把家的牲畜来屠宰来，开给他开一个晚会。
This is really show his affectionate love to the lost son，
这就表明了他对他儿子的爱。
Do we still remember how Abraham treat the three strangers？
我们还记得亚伯拉罕怎么样对待那三个陌生人吗
？The Abraham ran to them。
亚伯拉罕跑过去
fall down on the ground to greet them，
并且趴在地上来迎接他们
，offer the water to wash their feet，
并且把水来用水来洗他们的脚，
给他们洗脚水 ，and then give them bread and lay down even keeping cow to entertain the three guests，
并且给他们面包，还给他们牲畜来招待他们。
This is really show he's affectionate。That kind of very sincere love towards strangers.
这就是表明了他多么真挚的亲切的爱。
Now, a lot of time we are a little more reserved than showing our true feeling.
很多时候我们有时候会很有所保留，不太愿意来表现自己真正的感情。
Nowadays, I think the most affectionate love I can see nowadays is from the dog.
这些我这个世代，我看到表现的最亲切的爱是，实际上是很多人对狗的爱。
As you have known, my house is, I have the new dogs coming to our house.
可能大家有些人知道，我们家有来了条新狗。
It is a huge husky, yeah.
它是一个大的牧羊犬。
Husky, And when he see you, he will be very affectionate. He will wag his tails.And try to hug you with his two paws. Actually, he can knock you down by doing that.
他心情好的时候，他会对你非常亲切，甚至用两个爪子来把你拉着，来拥抱你。
And he will try to lick your face with his tongue.
甚至用舌头来舔你的脸。
This is really showing a great affectionate toward a human being.
这是狗 来表现他对人类的爱的方法。
I also noticed that human being can show a great affectionate toward dog too, if not to man.
我有时候发现人对狗表现的爱也能像这个样子，但是对人却没有办法。
For example, I noticed that my wife can wipe the dog's butt after it got poo-poo.
我发现在狗大便之后，我太太可以情愿去帮他擦屁股。
I said, wow, I only see her doing this to my baby, yeah?
我只记得他对我的孩子还是很小的时候，他做过这件事情。
So you can see that, you know, to those kind of animals, sometimes our love to our pets, compare our love to our pets, then our love to our brothers and sisters, maybe we should use the same affectionate to love our brothers and sisters. That's my point.
所以比较我们对宠物的爱，我们可不可以用同样的方法来同样的爱来爱我们弟兄姐妹呢？
A lot of time, we see our brothers and sisters simply we just say hi and then bye. That's it, right?
很多时候我们看到弟兄姐妹就跟他们打个招呼说 hi， 然后就再见。
And actually, I think when we go camping together, really, we have more chance to show affectionate toward one another.
实际上在我们露营的时候，我们就有很多的更多的机会来表现我们。
I still remember Sunday night early in the morning in this camp trips.
我记得在 Sunday
night. I'm sorry, Sunday morning.
在星期天的早上很早的时候。
A brother wanted to take an other brothers to lead. There's a town called what is the name of the town? Ohai.
这很早的时候，有个弟兄想带其他的弟兄到那个。一个小镇上去。
So six of us are squeezed in the car.
所以大概只有六个人就挤到那个车上。
And when we try to get out of the camping ground, they warn us that if you come in, you're gonna pay another $7 because your parking permit expired already.
但是当我们出这个营地的时候，营地看守人就告诉我们，如果我们再出去再进来的话，我们就要再付$7，因为这个他的那个许可证已经过期。
So when we come back, we don't want to pay.
我们回来的时候，我们就不想再付这$7。
Then we park the car outside.
我们就把车停到外面。
Then we try to walk to the camping ground.
我们就想走回来到这个营地。
Oh, then we realize that it's a long distance.
后来我们才发现那个距离真的很远。
And then a brother start to run.
这有弟兄就开始跑。
And he run back to drive his car.
他就跑回去来开他的车。
To drive another car and then come to fetch us.
他跑先会跑营地来开他的车来接我们。
And I said, well, over here, indeed, there's a lot of chance to show affectionate, yeah? So we love our brothers and sisters. We really got to show that kind of zeal and fire.
所以当我们在弟兄姐妹之间就应该要表现出这种像火一样的爱。
Secondly, how do we love our brothers and sisters? Please read Romans chapter 12, verse 10.
我们再读一遍十二章罗马书十二章第十节。
The second part says that honoring people by preferring to one another. So in love, we should show our honor, our honoring, show our respect to other people.
第二部分讲恭敬人要彼此推让，所以说在爱中我们要来彼此尊敬对方。
We should respect people as who they are. We should not.Think that we are higher, we are stronger than anyone else.
所以我们要尊敬对方的为人，不要认为自己比人家高一等。
Actually, everybody have his own uniqueness. Has his own strong point.
其实这个世界上每一个人都有他自己的长处，有他自己的独特的地方。
Sometimes we think we are higher than animal.
有时候我们觉得我们比动物更高一级。
But actually, some animals they have certain characteristics that is stronger than us.
但实际上，动物都有比我们强过的地方。
For example, certain birds, their eyes is what double eyes, triple eyes, right? They can see a lot. Their eyesight is much better than us. Some dogs, their sense of smell is much better than us.
举个例子说，鸟很多鸟的眼睛比我们更敏锐，它像狗的鼻子就比我们也鼻子嗅觉更灵敏。
So we should respect every brother and sister as who they are and never despise some people.
所以我们要尊敬每一个弟兄姐妹，不能去藐视他们。
And in respect, you refer it. Prefer to one another. 推让彼此推让。 you let the other people choose first, or you let the other people do something first. Yeah, this is how you show your respect, by preferring one another.
第十节就叫彼此推让，就是说有好的机会要首先让给别人。
How did Abraham show his love to his to Lot?
亚伯拉罕是怎么样子表现他对他的侄儿罗德
的爱呢？ He let Lot choose the land first.
他就让他先来挑选他的土地。
Actually, to Abraham is a great loss in property.
对亚伯拉罕本人来说，实际上这是对他来说是很大的损失。
But he really do that with that's really show his respect. That is true love.
但是那样子他却表现出他的爱。
But actually, Abraham did not lose anything, according to the life story that we learned, yeah?
但后来我们查好到，亚伯拉罕并没有损失什么东西。
So if we truly follow Abraham's steps, the Lord will also bless us.
所以我如果我们跟从亚伯拉罕的脚步，神也会这样子祝福我们。
Recently, my mom told me a story.
最近我妈妈告诉我一个故事。
And he says that when mom and dad They live in a big family with the uncles and aunties, and when it comes to time to divide it, the properties, dad did something that my mom want me to know. My mom want me to know a story about how did they divide their properties in among the houses.
妈妈跟我讲，当时他们在一个大家庭中跟他们的弟兄姐妹生活的时候，他们后来要开始分开的时候。
Because my grandpa has several lands in the country.
So, 就有个故事，当时我的爷爷他有七块土地。
And my father was married. His younger brother was married, but the rest of the brothers are singular.
当时我的爸爸他有结婚，然后他的最小的弟弟也有结婚，其他的但是弟兄姐妹都是单身。
You can see that all different lands located in different locations, right?Some lands are better than the others.
因为有七块土地，所以这些土地在不同的地方，有的土地就会比其他土地更好。
My mom want me to know that my father proposed that those who got married should get the worst land, that the singular brothers get the better land, so they can have more resources. In the future, they can get, they have a capital, they can marry a good wife.
我的妈妈就告诉我，当时。我爸爸就提议说，结了婚的兄弟就应该去挑选那最差的土地，这样子单身的弟兄姐妹就能够有更好的机会，能够来在婚姻中有更好的机会。
When my mom shared the story, I noticed that wow, this is exactly like really show love, yeah, respect by preferring one another, like that the other choose first.
我妈妈告诉我这个事情的时候，我就想到这一句。真的是要彼此推让。
But later mom told me that actually, because of the redivided of, 四区重划 right? They rearrange the road, and later on, the land that daddy got, decades later, become one of the best land.
那后来十年之后，因为土地重划。市区的有在那边建了道路，所以那个土地却后来成为最好的道。
So we can see that God did not mistreat Abraham because of his love.
所以当亚伯拉罕表现他的爱的时候，神并没有让他吃亏。
And the same story can be heard in our generation too.
现在的世代，同样子的故事可以发生。
So we shall 推让 prefer one another, yeah? That the other choose first.
我们要让别人先选。
How do we show our love to one another? We shall put ourselves on other people's shoes.
还有，我们要怎么样子来表现对方的爱呢？就是要把自己放到别人这个角色上去为他着想。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 15.
我们来看十二章第十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
十二章第十五节。Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn.
We should put our feet in other shoes so we can feel their feeling.
我们要把自己带入对方的角色，这样子我们还能体会到他的感情。
The Bible even says that when we are in peace, our Lord is joyful. Yeah.
圣经上也讲到，如果我们平安的话，神也会喜悦。
Let's turn to Psalm 35:27.
我们来看诗篇的三十五篇二十七节。 节。
Psalm 35:27。
诗篇的三十五篇二十七，二十七节。
35:27。
诗篇三十五篇二十七节。
Please pay attention to the last sentence.
May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, "The Lord be exalted." Who delights in the well-being of His servant?
The Lord delight in the well-being of His servant. The Lord also put in our shoes and feel our feeling. Yeah, when we are happy, when we have peace, the Lord is delighted.
这里讲到，如果我们平安的话。神也喜悦，因为他神也会来体会体验到我们所有的高兴。
The same token, if we are in sorrow, we feel very sad. Our Lord, remain in the burning bush to feel the suffering, with us and to feel the thorn with us.
所以，如果我们心里痛苦的话、忧伤的话，主也一样，他也在燃烧的灌木中来受苦。
I share with you, a sister saw a vision of burning bush in Hawaii recently.
我记得我跟大家分享，在夏威夷有一个姐妹最近看到一个异象，看到一个燃烧的灌木丛。
He just did not know why she saw that kind of vision.
她不知道她为什么会有这种看到这样的异象。
And actually, because at this time there are many people who got sick in Hawaii church.
其实，在那个这一段时间，很多教会的人都在受苦，都在得病。
Someone's leg was amputated.
有一个弟兄的腿被截肢。
Some people has a very huge bump with their arms.
有一个弟兄在手上长了一个很大的瘤。
There are many people deaconesses. Thank God and the Lord showed this vision.To comfort them, feel their feeling.
感谢神显现这个意象来安慰他们。
So today, when we hear brothers and sisters are in suffering, we shall have the same feeling with them, mourn with them when they are mourning.
所以，当我们之间有弟兄姐妹在受苦的时候，我们要跟他们一样有这种受苦的感觉。
This is how we shall show our love.
这是我们怎么样子来表现我们的爱。
Let's read another verse. How do we show our love?
Romans chapter 12.
Romans chapter 12, verse 16.
第十六节。
Please read.
罗马书十二章十六节。Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
In order to love one another, we got to be able to associate with the humble person. You got to bring yourself down.To the earth, in order to show your love to the people who are humble.
要彼此相爱的话，我们就要放下自己的身价，要去跟卑微的人一起来俯就。
How do you show your love to Naomi in this church?
你们要怎么样子表现你对 Naomi 的爱呢
？When you talk to her, you got to squash down and look at her, right?
你要跟她讲话的话。
If you want to show your love and you look at her from high above, I don't think Naomi can. This is my personal feeling, yeah. When you talk to a humble person, you got to pull yourself down at her position, just like her, to show your love to that person.
要跟他讲话的话，你要弯下身来跟他讲话，否则的话，怎么样子来表现你的爱呢
？For God to love us, He got to pull Himself down from heaven to earth to become man to show His truth and to show His grace.
连神也是这样子，他为了要表现对我们的爱，他从道成肉身来到世间来表现他对我们的爱。
For Jesus to show His love, He got to leave His position and squash down, and then start to wash people's feet.
主耶稣要表现对我们的爱，他弯下腰来为我们洗脚。
So when we feel like we have some achievement or you know the Bible like Romans, yeah, Romans is the most highly civilized place.And over there, everybody may be aiming a high goal, high ambition, but this is not true love, yeah? When it comes to the house of God, when we come to the house of God, we low down ourselves and then show our love toward people.
你可能在世界上很有成就，就像在罗马，当时的罗马是文化中心，很多人都很有身份，但是这里却告诉他们要放下他们的架子，来在祖宗能够成为跟大家彼此要保持一致。
See, you see, Bill Clinton or George W. Bush, when they campaign for or to be a president, everybody like what? Take a bus or take a train, and they will go to the street market and start to shake hands with people. Therefore, people can feel that they are sincere.
当布什总统要来进行他的选举运动的时候，他要坐火车或者是坐汽车，来到街头来跟人家一起来交谈，这样子他才能表现他的诚挚。
So really, to show our love, you got to everyone got to lower down ourselves, yeah.
所以要表现爱的话，我们就把自己的身子放下来。
Then this is how we show our love. This is according to the Book of Romans, we need to be affectionate, we need to be respectful.We need to be put our shoes, put our feet in the shoes, and we need to lower down ourselves.
对，这罗马书分享四种来分享爱的方法。第一个就是要有热情，第二个就是要有相互推让，第三个就是要把自己放到别人的处境来体会，第四点就是要来抚救卑微的人。
Then Book of Romans also teaches us that this one uniqueness, when we love, but we cannot maintain this uniqueness, right?Our love is not true love.
如果我们爱不纯的话
there's a uniqueness character. There's a uniqueness character in the Book of Romans. If we do not obtain, cannot obtain this uniqueness, then our love is not true love neither.
这段话所以讲到爱有一个特点。如果我们没有这个做到这个特点的话，我们的爱就不是真爱。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 18.
如果来看罗马书十二章十八节。
12:18.
罗马书十二章十八节。
Please read.
罗马书十二章十八节 If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Love have a character. That is, love supposed to bring peace, will not cause a lot of turmoil when we love one another.
爱有一个最重要大的特点，就是爱会带来和睦，而不是带来纷争。
Our Lord is a Lord of peace.
我们的主就是平安之主。
He is the 和平的君。He is the King of Peace.
他是和平的君。
See, when the Lord is in the world, right? He was able to mobilize people to do many things, but he never mobilized people to fight anything for himself.
主在世间的时候，他能够劝导、教导别人做很多的事情，但是他从来没有教唆别人来为他来征战。
Even Peter wanted to protect him, to draw out his sword. The Lord says that, put your sword away.
甚至彼得拿起他的剑来要为他征战，当主耶稣就讲他把他的剑收起来。
Those who use the sword will die under the sword, he said.
用刀的人必死在刀下。
When the Lord entered into his own city, he was riding on a donkey, not a huge donkey, but a son of donkey.
当主耶稣去耶路撒冷的时候，他并没有骑一个很大的车。驴子，而是骑了一个小驴驹。
Who is king in history? Go to his own city would not have riding on a horse.
就哪一个君王回到他的自己的城的时候，不去骑马呢
？But so we can see that our Lord is a peaceful king.
所以我们看到我们的主是和平。
And our Lord is the manifestation of love.
他也是爱的显现。
So today when we love, the Bible says, if it is possible, we shall live with people in harmonious.
所以这里讲到，若是能行，要尽力与众人和睦。
What does it mean? It means that a lot of time, of course, we might because of belief, we might cause a little bit of stuff. When we live in the society. For example, like Daniel's three friends, do not worship the king's idol, and they might cause a little bit turmoil, but they never use violent way to show, what they believe.
我们在社会中虽然可能会。让别人感到不安，因为我们的信仰让别人感到不安，但是我们从来不会用一种激烈的手段去征战。
So that's why the Bible says, if it is possible, really, we shall try our very best to live harmonious with one another.
就圣经上讲到说，若是能行，要尽力与众人和睦。
Please read 17, the second part.
我们再看十七节的第二部分。
Please read.
第十七节。Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
We need to do what is beautiful in the eyes of everybody. Of course, we have to be careful, but we try our best to do what is beautiful in the eyes of everybody.
十七节讲到，众人以为美的事，我们要留心去做。
That means that we need to observe what is beautiful. What as a church, when we try to love the society, love brothers and sisters, what should we what is the best way to show our love?
所以我们要留心去观察，首先看到是怎么样子是最美的事情来在弟兄姐妹之间来表现爱。
As a Christian, of course, our position is polite, not poor choice, yeah?
对基督徒来说，我们的
our position when it comes to what comes to comes to abortion or comes to what? How do you call it? We are polite, not poor choices. How do you call this kind of situation? When it comes to human baby's life, we are polite, not poor choices. Is that right? Polite. Polite. Poor choices. Yeah. Poor choice. Yeah.How do you Christian, right? We supported life. We don't support abortion.
我作为基督徒来说，我们不去支持这种堕胎的行为。
But you see, a lot of Christians will go to the street and they will have assembly and hold on the sign and say, poor life, right? That kind of stuff.
我们支持避孕，但不我们不支持不支持堕胎。但是有些基督徒 就拿去标语在外面游行，就讲到说反对堕胎。
Now again, we talk about we should love, right? And as a church, is it our position is polite? But do we think that we need to as a church? Do we need to mobilize people to do the same thing?
虽然我们的相信、我们的信仰、我们的态度是反对堕胎，但是我们有没有必要去把信徒发动起来到街上去来抗议来？
For example, as a church, we supported more conservative policy. This is like, this is like a lot of time, conservative policy is more in accordance with the biblical Bible position.
在教会来讲，我们支持比较保守的政策，因为很多保守的政策跟圣经的旨意比较符合。
I heard a story. There's a brother sister from Australia.Even Australia Christian Radio will call the American in Australia to come back to USA to vote for a certain political figure because his opinion is more conservative than the other.
我记得有一个澳大利亚的弟兄告诉我说，澳大利亚电台曾经会号召在澳大利亚的美国人回到。美国来投票来反对一些在政治上来反对一些的法案，这样子呢，他们能够通过一些比较保守的法案。
Some churches even allow candidates to speak their opinions on the podium of their church.
教会甚至很多教会甚至让这些政客们能到来到讲台上来讲他们的观点。
Is it the things that the church should promote or not? This is something that we really, when we talk about love, the Bible here says that we should be careful to do what is beautiful in the eyes of God.
这是难道值得推崇的吗？我们在这里看到，爱是要做众人以为美的事。
要留心哦。We have to be careful to observe to see what is beautiful, yeah? And then, but at the same time, most important thing, we should promote peace. Make sure that we live a harmonious life with our surroundings.
并且更重要的是，我们要与众人保持和睦。我们在我们的周围要保持一个和睦的气氛。
Because the uniqueness, character, the unique characters of love is indeed maintain the peace in among us.
就是爱的比较独特的一个特点。
So, brother and sister, today we talk about, you know, we should always have feel short.That we owe someone, that we still need to love one another.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，今天我们学到查好道，我们对爱方面总要觉得亏欠别人。
So next time when we have a camping again,
我下次我们如果再去露营的话
please come to the camping.
请大家能加入。
And even though we don't have a camping right now,
虽然现在我们没有在露营
we shall try to continue to show our love toward one another.
我们要继续来表现我们对大家彼此相互的爱。
Where there is love, where there is attraction.
当有爱的时候，那里就有吸引力。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
Let's sing hymn 300.
我们唱诗300首。